When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Bet.
Black entertainment television. How do you do, fellow kids? I'm here today to learn about the language of the Utes. Now, I don't know what language they speak. It certainly isn't English. But I needed someone here to educate me about what words they are saying, or alleged words they are saying. And so we brought forth the Ute, the Ute. And that, of course, is Brett Cooper of the comment section. So today, Brett is going to explain to me, apparently, she's going to test me and then explain to me what are the words used by the youth of America, our bright, shining future.
I'm so excited. All right, but let's just start easy. What's a glow up, Ben?
A glow up?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, yep. So is that when, in the videos, a person does not wear makeup and then they wear makeup and then they look better with the makeup?
I mean,
kind of.
It's essentially, it's like a physical, like you look
transformation.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Like, so like a butterfly emerging from the cocoon.
Exactly. Yes. It's a makeover or a transformation from bad to good. So you did it.
Okay.
Great job. Number one. All right. Number two. A stan.
A stan.
Yeah.
This is when you are like crushing on someone. Kind of admiring.
It's a mix between stalker and fan. Yes.
Right. So I was thinking, like, of the verb standing, right?
Standing.
Like someone is standing.
Yes. Like you're standing him or whatever. So it's less like a crushing, more about like you're obsessively into this person.
Okay.
Yep. So that was good.
Close. Okay. Two for.
I'll give you that.
Two for two.
Impressive.
Okay.
A dub.
A dub.
Yeah.
I'll guess. Is that a win? Okay.
Yeah, this is actually,
look at this, guys.
Is going, this is going much better than I thought.
I'm crushing it, as the kids say.
So embarrassing.
How do you do, fellow kids?
What is it if something is dank?
It's underground, like a dank meme. I don't know.
No, it's an excellent or very high quality.
A dank meme
is a really good meme.
But why is it called that, though?
It just is.
That's not what the word dank means,
though. You can't question it.
I just did, though.
No, you can't. Nope. Not allowed. All right, ghosting.
Ghosting is when you don't return somebody's phone call or text.
Yes.
Correct?
Usually in like the dating sense.
Yeah.
Facts, you got it. There's also a new thing called zombieing. So that's when you ghost somebody.
But then eat their brains.
No. Then you kind of come back a little bit. And it's like you've ghosted them, you've moved on, you're like, oh, I don't care about him anymore. And then he comes back texting you at like 3 a.m. like a month later. That's called zombieing.
This is a colorful language.
Yes,
and I see how it relates to the actual term at issue.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Cap.
Okay, like to shoot?
No.
Like to cap somebody's ass?
Pop a cap in your
No.
Are we talking about like a market cap, as in like the price of a stock times the number of shares?
Absolutely not.
Are we talking about like a baseball cap?
No.
Bottle cap?
Nope. Cap is, it's a little outdated now, but you say like, that's cap, and it means to lie. So it's like, okay, he's capping, he's lying. Or if you want to say it's the truth, you say, no cap. If you said, Brett, we were related, and I would be like, no, that's cap. That's a lie.
Not cap.
Not cap. You're saying we are related?
No, I'm saying like now you're telling the truth, we're not related. So not cap?
No.
Or cap?
No cap is not a lie.
Not a lie. Yeah. So no cap is the truth.
Correct.
Okay.
Cap. cap is the lie.
So what if I'm anti-no cap?
Then you're pro-lying.
Interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. What's a simp?
Oh, a simp is somebody who is attempting to, like, overly liking somebody to the point of making a fool of themselves, kind of, like you're simping after somebody.
That was like an overly complex way to put it.
Okay.
But basically, yes. The definition I have here is somebody who does way too much for the person that they have a crush on. And usually it's like a derogatory term for guys, where it's like, oh, he's such a simp. But usually, with like most Western women and because of the crazy feminists, a guy just being nice and chivalrous will be like, oh, he's such a simp when he's just being a good person.
Okay.
But there are guys that will like, or like tripping over themselves for girls, and that's kind of like the traditional simping. All right, what's camp?
What is camp? Like Susan Sontag camp? Like going all the way back to the original definition of camp? It's irony, but queer?
Yes, like ironically trendy.
Yeah, that's it. But that's not new. That's like 1968 Susan Sontag.
Well, we brought it back.
Okay.
Yes. One might consider Crocs to be camp right now.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose that would fit in Sontag's definition.
A lot
I'm using like the classical definition of camp, sure.
We don't care about any of that here. It's most of Gen Z's attire. These days would be considered camp. Like if you look at people and you're like, why?
Right, it's playfully ironic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Well, folks, I know this video's been pretty fire, but no cap, I gotta get into this ad. I wanna talk to you about Daily Wire's most trusted privacy partner and the premier sponsor of this show, ExpressVPN. Have you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, your internet service provider. To actually stop people from monitoring your online activity, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, hotel, or even a friend's house. Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit can be logged by the admin of that network. That's still true even when you're in incognito mode. Your home internet provider can also see and record your browsing data. In the United States, they're legally allowed to sell that data to advertisers. ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers, so your private online activity stays private. ExpressVPN works on all your devices. It is super easy to use. The app literally has one button. You tap it to connect. Your browsing activity is secure. Stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself the way I do. ExpressVPN.com/BenYT. Use my link at ExpressVPN.com/BenYT. Get 3 extra months for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/BenYT to get started today.
What's a snack?
A good-looking person?
So good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Drip.
That's when you have a leaky faucet?
No. It's what another way of saying, like, he has got good drip. Like, he's swag.
Oh, it's the opposite of what it used to mean. So back in the 60s, if you said somebody was a drip, it meant they were a loser.
Really?
Yes.
That's so interesting. No, it means it's, like, it's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
But why? Again, I keep asking why, and I assume that you have the answers, but you don't, Brett.
I don't.
Just like any of the youths.
Because there's
youths have no answers.
Because there's no point to any of this. That's why it's so stupid. It just is. It's my truth. Don't fight me on it. IYKYK.
If you know, you know.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
Excellent. Bet.
What it spell it?
BET.
Black Entertainment Television.
No.
Or what you do at the horse track.
No, it just means yes. It's like if you said, Brett, you want to go get coffee? Bet. Main character.
The main character of a film.
She's the queen bee, the star.
No.
Or book.
The main character is somebody who is like very well-liked and charismatic. You would say it about somebody. Like if there's like an it girl, think about a girl that's in high school and everybody's friends with her. And like she's the main character. Like everybody knows her. It's almost like the world revolves around her. It's kind of narcissistic, to be honest.
I kind of like that one, actually.
Yeah.
Now, that one at least has like, you can see how they got from point A to point B. There.
Yes, exactly.
Some of the, like, I don't know it's how connection. They got it. I don't know what bet means. Like, where did that come from? But like, main character.
No, main character, it does make sense.
It makes some sense.
Yep, okay. That slaps.
My rendition of WAP.
Yeah, you effin' with some wet P-word. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet P-word.
No, but yes, I think you got it right.
Yes.
Something that is...
significantly harder than Cardi B's edition.
Yeah, well, it's something that's exceptional.
Yes.
So, yeah, you're right.
Indeed.
Extra.
More than necessary.
Over the top.
Like the word extra.
Yes.
Which I just defined.
Yes.
So that's not slang, that's just what the word means.
Well, no, but you're gonna use it
table.
In a slang way.
Button.
okay. So yes, extra. But it's mainly mainly pertains to people. So people who are flamboyant and over the top.
Hi, sisters.
Okay. Yes, so the same.
Also, we're just doing it TV networks now.
Yes,
we did
extra.
Bet, and now
bet,
we're doing
extra,
extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sus.
Suspect.
Suspicious.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
Okay.
So yeah, something that is
something
not
is
as
suspect,
expected
yeah.
or shady, like that's sus.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you that one. All right.
You should, because I was right.
Yeah. I make the rules here. It's my truth, Ben. It's my truth. Something living rent-free in your head.
Oh, that's just something, you're bothering someone to the extent that you live rent-free in their head. Yeah,
yes. that one. You can't stop thinking about it.
That's ubiquitous online.
Facts.
Okay.
All right. Hits different. Man, that gefilte fish hit different.
Ring up the gefilte fish!
I thought usually it's an emotional term, hits different. Like something, like it hits harder. Like you feel worse about it. You feel sadder about something.
It is not necessarily a bad thing. It can also be like a very positive thing.
Right, it can
thing.
Be moving or something.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like an exceptional feeling.
Strong
like,
feeling.
Man, yeah.
Okay.
Something you eat, something you see, something you do. Okay.
My knowledge is unbounded. I thought I was going to go like zero for this entire category.
It's actually
and
very impressive.
I'm actually doing pretty well on this.
It's all those TikToks you react to.
Be in layers.
You're so boring! That's probably true.
TFW.
That feeling when?
Yes! This is so impressive. All right. You're gonna sip or spill the tea.
Okay, so I only know spill the tea because of Savvy. So say yes, because you and Jessica talk about spilling the tea all the time. You do have the tea, and spilling the tea would be to like reveal the tea.
Yes,
and the
and
tea
the
would
tea?
Be like the gossip.
Yep, there you go, okay. Ding. All right, last one, my personal favorite. What is Riz, Ben?
It's not a word.
Yes, it is.
It's not, though.
Yes, it is. It's on Urban Dictionary.
That's not a site.
Yes, it is.
It isn't, though.
It literally factually is. It, like, exists.
But it's not real.
Yes, it is. What's Riz?
I don't know.
Short for charisma.
Why not just use the word charisma?
Because that's not fun.
I call sandwiches Sammy's, Sandoozles, or Adam Sandler's. Fried chicken is fry, chicky chick.
Well, how about cuh?
No.
How about
Riz?
Ma?
Riz.
Why the middle syllable?
Because it feels good when you say it.
That's cool.
Cool beans.
Cool beans. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Basically, it means if somebody's got game. So if a guy has Riz, he's got charisma, he's got a great presence, he's got game.
He's got game.
Yep.
And that gives him Riz.
He's got, yep. You did a very good job.
Thank you, I appreciate
that. That was actually, like, that was very fast.
Yeah.
Which one was your favorite?
Not Riz.
Not Riz?
I liked main character. That was one I learned. I did not know that one.
Okay.
And I learned things about that.
Because it was logical.
Yes, because there's an etymology to it.
It's from part of the word. It's that, derived from a
yeah,
real
yeah, but you
word.
Can't see a direct... Yeah, but that's not even an etymology. It's just being a lazy ass. That's like, oh, I can't say all three syllables. I'm going to say this one syllable. Watch this. I'm going to say just a letter. Look at that. You know what Ruh was from? It was from charisma. Ooh.
Well, I'm glad you at least learned one word. And hopefully, when your children are older, you'll retain some of this knowledge and you'll keep up on this important information. You can use Urban Dictionary. When they get into their teen years and they start saying things you don't understand, you can use Urban Dictionary. You guys should also use Urban Dictionary, even though Ben says it's not a real site. I hope you also learned something new, this really important knowledge. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you later. Well, this was nice.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.